Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. My name is Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney, who is taking a well-deserved vacation. My next guest is my friend and colleague, Mike Waller. He is Senior Vice President for Government Affairs at the Center for Security Policy, editorial board member of the NATO Defense Strategic Communications Journal, and a senior writer at the American Media Institute. Mike, welcome.
Hi, Fred.
Well, Mike, I'd like to continue a discussion I just had with Diana West, and I'd like to sort of segue into talking about some of the significant things that the Center for Security Policy has issued this week concerning National Security Council Director H.R. McMaster. Now, our president, Frank Gaffney, put out a piece entitled President McMaster, and he put out a press release earlier this week that McMaster must go. Could you talk about this situation and where it stands right now?
Sure. It's a situation that would really shock people who elected Donald Trump to make America great again, because while that might be happening bit by bit here at home, it's not going to happen to make America great again on the world scale with McMaster running our national security strategy.
So please tell me some of the particulars on, if we were to make a case on why the president should replace General McMaster, what would be the top issues you would raise?
Well, the first one is he's a globalist. He believes in a sort of he's very much part of the establishment. He's very much part of the liberal foreign policy and national security establishment. And that establishment views American people as citizens of the world and not citizens of the United States. So the whole idea of making America great again really nauseates these types of people. And they have this weird thing in their minds that there's nobody who knows anything about defense and foreign policy and national security who thinks in the make America great again way. And so the only people out there to protect global interests are those who never bought on to the make America great again idea. So McMaster's been purging people who supported President Trump during the campaign, or who subscribed to this Make America Great Again concept, and he's been retaining and even bringing back elements of not just the traditional establishment, but the elements from the Obama administration.
Well, Diana West and I were talking about that and how many conservatives around town who we know seem to be on a do not call list. From the White House to the State Department and the Defense Department, which is really pretty appalling. I want to turn to policy differences. The issue that I've been harping on concerns the nuclear deal with Iran, which General McMaster seems determined to push, despite clear evidence that Iran is violating this agreement and that it is not in the national interest of the United States, and opposition from several key Republican members of the U.S. Senate. Could you talk about some of the policy issues that worry you here?
Well, the first one on the Iran deal is that they're so legalistic, these establishment folks that McMaster personifies, they're so legalistic in the way they look at these, quote, deals, that they don't really, it doesn't really bother them what's happening as long as the technicalities on obeying those deals are obeyed, and the reality, is quite a different matter. So it's almost as if it's okay if Iran builds a nuclear missile program, as long as it doesn't violate the letter of the agreement, according to the interpretation that they choose to make about that agreement. It's bizarre. It's kind of like a criminal defense lawyer twisting every subtlety of the law to get his murderer client off the hook.
Well, how about radical Islam and the differences we've been hearing about that? Diana West and I were talking about that, and that seems to be an issue that has caused a lot of tension within the NSC.
Yes. And this is key. This ties into the Iran deal and to a lot of other things, too, because on the one hand, you have this bureaucratic establishment approach of violating or abiding by the letters of agreements and how you interpret that. And this includes the jihadist Shiite regime in Iran. But then there's a very different issue, which is the see no evil approach to anything Islamic and jihadist, and even equating the fact that jihad is a fundamental tenet of Islam, and therefore that's something you have to deal with, not just with the Iran regime, because its nuclear weapons program is its grand jihad. But he also, McMaster also doesn't want to see any connection between Islam and terrorism and, quote, violent extremism, or even worse, the subversive extremism of, say, the Muslim Brotherhood and others. There he takes a see no evil approach, and he seems to be protecting regimes like Qatar in the Persian Gulf, which is the number one state sponsor of Islamic subversion and violence, and Saudi Arabia, for that matter, which is a rival regime to that of Qatar. But he seems to take a benign view toward them and toward others who are promoting, supporting, training, and funding our enemies.
Now, over the last couple of weeks, there's been some controversy over conservatives who H.R. McMaster appeared to sack from the National Security Council, some of whom were brought in by his predecessor, General Flynn. Could you talk about these people, and why has the number of these firings accelerated recently?
Part of it is because the NSC is so bloated in size, staff is so bloated in size, that it takes a long time to fire people and replace them with somebody. So that's one issue. I think another one is some of them were relatively new hires, like Rich Higgins. He was a relatively new hire. And when he wrote something that the president actually liked, and the president praised him for it, according to the reports I saw, and McMaster disliked it, then he used insubordination or disloyalty or whatever excuse he used to get rid of this person. And this was someone the president actually, who supported the president during the campaign, unlike McMaster, and who supports his MAGA vision now. So let's look at just a few of the names. Jed Babin wrote a great piece in the American Spectator recently called McMaster, the Ultimate Holdover. He says that dozens, in fact, as many as 50 Obama holdovers are still on the National Security Council staff, and that McMaster has kept them there. But he listed four very specific senior people who reported directly to Obama's own national security propaganda chief, Ben Rhodes. The first one is McMaster's own special assistant, his personal special assistant, Abigail Grace, Obama holdover. The National Security Council Director for South America, Fernando Kutz, Obama holdover. Andrew Hall, who's the NSC Senior Director for Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction, Terrorism, and Threat Reduction. Okay, this is where you get the whole Iran deal here. Andrew Hall, he's an Obama holdover. And Mary Lind, who's the NSC Director for Global and Asia Economics, she's an Obama holdover. These were four key Obama holdovers among dozens still on McMaster's staff who reported directly to Ben Rhodes, who created this whole narrative of Iran and of Iran's weapons of mass destruction and of who our real enemy really is.
Where do you think this is going? Do you think McMaster is going to be kept on by the president, or do you think he's going to survive this controversy?
Well, there are a few ways of looking at it, Fred. First of all, he wants his fourth star desperately. He's a three-star general. He's still active duty. He wants to retire with that fourth star. So he might cling on long enough to get that fourth star in a year and then retire. He could also be thrown out. Once the president realizes the grassroots support of the president's own base is against putting this establishment liberal general in power to run our country's policy and be actually President McMaster, I think Donald Trump's going to finally remove him.
Well, Mike Waller, thank you so much for your analysis and for all the important work you do with the Center for Security Policy. I'm Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney on Secure Freedom Radio. Next up, Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations at Judicial Watch. Stay tuned.
to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.